Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Eldridge Dupichard, and I am the founder and host of the Energy of Success Summit. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, there has never been a time since the Great Depression that brings us all to a crossroads in our lives today. People are being overworked, underpaid, and fearful of losing their job. There is an eerie outlook in the world as the economies are failing or going bankrupt, as our leaders seem to care less because they can't seem to get anything done at this point. The disintegration of the middle class has never needed more help than we need now. On the bright side, though, this is an excellent time to take control of your life. There are many people thriving in this economy because they have taken it upon themselves to create their own opportunities. How would you like to do that? Do you know what it takes? Who do you have to become? This is why I brought together these world-renowned experts to show you how this is done. You will discover who you must become in order to create the life you want without having to depend on anyone else for your happiness and success. When you have become empowered by discovering your gifts and passion that lies within you, this is when you can create the dream life filled with purpose, passion, happiness, and joy. When you discover how your energy works and how you use it to manifest in the things in your life with your beliefs, thoughts, feelings, and aligned actions, your total success in every part of your life will appear. And ladies and gentlemen, my first guest today is a master at when it comes to self-discovery. As an author, Derek has written 2 Amazon best-selling books. As a screenwriter, Derek has developed over 20 feature film screenplays for TV and film with such studios as Fox, Universal, Sony, Miramax, and the list goes on. As an actor, Derek has starred in many films and TV shows. After a life-changing near-death experience, Derek seriously considered becoming a monk, then a minister, then hunkered himself down in his apartment without TV or news and meditated for several years, finally emerging to become a licensed integrative therapist. He has went on to train top executives in Fortune 500 companies and coach thousands of artists and entertainment professionals on how to create a more enlightened entertainment and helping them to live a more passionate and purposeful life. As a spiritual teacher, Derek has held leader positions at Agape International Truth Center, which was founded by Michael Beckwith, who you may know from the movie The Secret. And he has been a star speaker at top entertainment expos that draw standing room only events in the U.S. and abroad. His mission is to remind individuals of their true identity and inspire them to fulfill their destiny. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Derek Rydell. Derek, it's such an honor to have you on the call today. I've read your story and the way that you've come through that to discover who you are as a person just amazes me. Why don't you share with our audience your story and how you came about discovering this law of emergence within yourself?
Well, first of all, I just want to say, Eldridge, it's really an honor to be here as well. I really, really feel honored and blessed to have been asked to be part of this program. And for me, you know, basically I'd always been a seeker of truth on some level, even though I wasn't always aware of it. And it all kind of came to a head when I was in Jamaica doing a movie, and I got caught out in a coral reef for several hours in a pocket that I didn't know how to get out of, and was surrounded by fire coral and spiked coral and these giant spiked, you know, corals that were inches from my chest and my face and my stomach, and I couldn't swim, I couldn't move. I had to paddle with my fingers just to stay without sinking into and literally I would have been skewered by this coral. And it looked like an underground tomb in Indiana Jones. I mean, it was that scary.
Wow.
And I remember, and I was there for quite a long time with all these, nobody knew I was there, and there was no way for me to get out. And I went through all kinds of scenarios of how I could be rescued or how I could get out or somehow, some way I would find a way out. But as time passed, as I started to get exhausted and sand sharks started to gather beneath me and it started to get dark, and
mm-hmm.
I basically came to a point where there was no more scenarios,
mm-hmm.
where my mind couldn't come up with any possible way out of this. And I basically came to a moment where I knew I was going to drown.
Right.
And It wasn't like I thought maybe I would, I'm afraid I will. It was, I'm going to drown.
Wow.
And in that moment, there was nothing left for me to do but to surrender.
Mm-hmm.
And in that space of surrender, of a total and complete surrender, a wave came along and washed and pushed me up onto the one area that I couldn't even see because it was out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
One area that I could stand on.
Right.
And it literally pushed me up onto it without me getting skewered. And I was able to stand up for the first time and look and see where I was in this labyrinth.
Mm-hmm.
And the exit that I had been looking for was right behind me all along.
Wow.
And so with that vision of the big picture, I was able to slip back in and go away. But in that space of complete surrender, my ego was basically ripped from its moorings.
Right.
And, you know, Humpty Dumpty had fallen off the wall. And, you know, over the next year, I tried to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. But,
right.
But to no avail, right?
Right.
And I had all kinds of death dreams and destruction dreams, and all this stuff was happening. And what I realized in retrospect was that the ego, in that moment of total surrender, there was a gap.
Mm-hmm.
And in that gap, the ego identity was broken.
Yeah.
And all the death dreams and all that was literally a death that was happening.
Right.
Psychological death. And that out of that space, I decided to become a monk, as you talked about.
Right.
And ultimately, that didn't work out. And I ended up cloistering myself in my apartment and meditating and praying for several years. And and it's during that experience that I began to have my first glimpses, real conscious glimpses, of the self that doesn't need any improvement.
Wow.
Of the self that is already whole and complete. And as an actor, a vain actor, always striving for approval,
right.
Realizing that there was a self that didn't need any improvement, you got to imagine, that was a revelation to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I hear you.
Why I talk about this work as being the end of self-improvement.
Right, right.
When you really understand the nature of the self, you realize that it's already whole and complete and perfect, and that there's not a self to improve, but a self to accept and to allow for it to emerge.
Wow, that's awesome. I know exactly what you talk about, saying the ego, and when you let go of that ego and just allow yourself just to become who you are and not really have to worry about what other people think about you, it's so much easier for you to live your life, and things just start to happen instantaneously when you become your true, authentic self. I mean, I see that happening in my life today, and that happened because of a specific reason in my life too. So let me ask you this next question. Does it take a tragedy or, you know, a life incident for someone to really just wake up and say, hey, there's something more to my life, something more to be fulfilled?
No, it doesn't. It does not require a crisis or a tragedy. Although, I'd like to say, you know, you have two choices. You can grow spiritually and grow in terms of your success through a process of conscious insight and revelation, or you can be dragged kicking and screaming into the kingdom of heaven.
Right.
But the basic thing is that if you decide to consciously and willingly embark on a path of personal transformation and vision, where you are daily surrendering your will to a higher power, to a higher idea. As my mantra has been for years, you know, God, infinite intelligence, whatever term you want to call.
Sure.
More than I want to change or fix or manipulate this experience, which is what we normally want to do.
Yeah.
More than that, I want to wake up to the truth that makes me free. I want to see it. I want to see it the way God has created it. I want to see it through the eyes of the Spirit. That's become my mantra, so that whenever I find myself wanting to control something or someone, wanting to change something, wanting to manipulate something, wanting to get and achieve something through some form of struggle,
right.
I go back to that mantra.
Uh-huh.
And if you're willing to establish yourself with that kind of a purity of intention, you can and you will avoid a great deal of drama and conflict.
That's so true.
However, that being said, for even the greatest among us, whether it's the great masters or whatever, most of the time, there still seems to always come a point, some initiatory point, where they go through some kind of a crisis.
Yeah.
And in that sense, then, our crisis is an evolutionary catalyst.
Right, you know, right.
It's like there's certain seeds in the forest.
Sure.
That require a forest fire.
Right,
in order
absolutely.
To crack them open and get them to grow. So I'm not going to affirm that you have to go through that.
Yeah.
And the more you consciously embark on a path with mm-hmm. a pure intention to grow and
mm-hmm.
be of service, it'll be a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
But the small print, the fine print at the bottom of the contract,
right.
says, you know, most likely you're going to have some of those moments where you have to grow through some trial by fire.
Right.
And that's okay, because you can make it through it.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, man. Now that you just spoke on that, I just realized, because I do the things on a daily basis. I get up and I meditate. You know, I use visualization exercises to see myself as a more powerful, more loving leader and stuff like that. But then something happens, and, you know, I have to take that with a grain of salt, but learn from it, and just let it pass through me. Don't get attached to whatever that situation may be, but just learn from it and just keep going forward. Because I understand that everything happens for a reason, which, and you brought up the masters. Even masters that have been doing this for many, many years still have situations that they have to get through as well.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So how important is it for someone? There's a lot of people out there on the line right now who are in financial straits or are in a job or about to lose a job that they don't like. You know, they could tell their boss take the job and shove whatever. But how do these people come about to discover their passion and their purpose in their life going forward?
The people that have lost their jobs or struggling in that regard?
Right, exactly.
Well, the first thing is, you know, beginning to ask high-quality questions.
Mm-hmm.
The quality of the question you answer will determine how resourceful you become. And
right.
So, for example, if you ask a question like, what's wrong with me, or why am I stuck in this dead-end job, or
mm-hmm.
what did I do wrong, or why is life so hard? If you ask questions like that, you'll get answers.
Right.
But they're not
going to
be answers that are going to bring you any closer to your destination.
Right.
And they're low quality questions. So what'll happen is if you ask a question like, what's wrong with me, or, you know, why are people such jerks, or whatever, you know, question you're asking.
Right.
What's going to happen is if you notice when you ask that question, there's a certain vibration to that question.
Absolutely.
And it's a low vibration. And it keeps you stuck in answers that keep you cycling back around, feeling like a victim, feeling like mm-hmm. life is hard, and then you die.
Right.
And in that space, you can't get any higher vibrational answer or opportunity. As
mm-hmm.
Einstein said, you cannot solve a problem at the level of thinking that created the problem.
Absolutely.
However, when you ask a question like, what is the vision trying to emerge through me by means of this experience? Or
mm-hmm.
what is God's highest vision for my life? Or what would I really love to create with my life? Or
right.
or what is the opportunity to learn and to grow here? Just notice, thinking about those questions, that immediately changes your energy.
Absolutely.
Immediately your vibration is higher.
Right.
Now, that higher vibrational, higher quality question, in that higher frequency, in that higher vibration, you have now begun to step outside of the boundaries of your known self,
mm-hmm.
of what Einstein said, the same thinking. You stepped mm-hmm. outside of that old thinking. Now you are resourceful. And what does that mean to be resourceful? It means to be full of source.
Right, right.
Full of your divine source.
Absolutely.
Now you have access to
mm-hmm.
insight, to guidance, to compelling right action.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing, is ask quality questions.
Absolutely.
One of the greatest ones is what is the vision of my life? For what purpose was I born? What is God's highest idea of its life as me?
Mm-hmm.
What is trying to emerge in me right now? You know,
right.
And as you start to ask those and journal about those and contemplate
right.
those, see, most people don't really ask those sincerely.
Uh-huh, exactly.
And the second thing is, this is very, very important.
Okay.
So I work with a lot of people where I try to help them tap into their vision.
Uh-huh.
And what most people do is, before they even let themselves tap into their vision for 2 minutes,
uh-huh.
they're already going into all of the things that are wrong with their life
mm.
or all of the reasons why they can't do it
mm-hmm.
or all of the questions of how am I going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're asking questions like, what is the vision of my life? What's trying to emerge as me? Mm-hmm. You want to stay there for a sustained amount of time. Give yourself 5, 10, 15, a half an hour, whatever it is, but only ask those questions. Don't jump from, as you start to get a vision of like, you see yourself teaching or speaking or creating or doing something.
Yeah.
Don't immediately jump to, well, how am I going to do that?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Don't jump to a how. Don't jump to a how. That's the ego's way of stopping,
and
blocking the momentum.
Absolutely.
You know, okay, so make sure you stay in the what.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you notice you're starting to stay in the what, and the how comes up, you go, thank you for sharing, I'll talk to you later.
Right.
And you stay in the what, and then you'll notice, oh, but gosh, you know, I'm so broke, or I'm so tired, I don't have the energy, and all the obstacles start to come up, all the reasons why it's not possible. Just notice that, thank it for sharing, put it aside, and keep bringing your attention back to the what.
Mm-hmm.
This is key, because if you don't give yourself enough time to hang out in the what, you'll immediately get looped back into all the reasons why you can't do it, all the reasons why it's impossible, all the problems you have, and you're going to get stuck in that same old loop. So that's the first thing I would say to people is ask quality questions, ask what is the vision trying to emerge in you, stay in the what for prolonged periods of time each day so that you're just focusing on the vision that's trying to emerge.
Right.
And then here's the second key thing. Ask the question, what qualities must I embody within me or what must I let go of or embrace to become the right conditions for this vision to emerge in me?
Oh, wow.
And what that basically means is that, and then I'll let you go to the next question, but I want to make sure this whole picture is clear for people, is that there is a seed of infinite potential already planted in the soil of your soul. You can't make your life happen, but you can make it welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like cultivating the soil of your soul for the emergence of this potential. And so as you ask that question, what's the vision of my life? That's tapping into that seed. And then what qualities do I have to embody? What do I have to let go of or embrace to cultivate the right conditions for its emergence? It's like a gardener or a farmer asking, how do I need to cultivate this soil so that this seed that I've planted can grow?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to weed it, you need to feed it, you need to water it, you need to give it sunlight. And so that's the next stage we want to make sure we're doing. We want to nourish that seed.
Right.
Because so often what happens is we have a desire or a vision, but we don't nourish it. In fact, we let the weeds grow rampant in the garden of our heart so that we have this vision of, let's say, being abundant and doing our life's purpose. And then we allow for all kinds of thinking like, you know, all the things that are wrong, all the ways it can't happen. And those become like weeds that literally strangle the life force that is trying to grow that seed.
Stinking thinking. Yeah.
Right. So we want to make sure we walk through that process. What is the vision of my life? What do I need to cultivate to allow it to emerge in me?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the next step is creating an actual plan to do that. And those are really the three stages of emergineering, which is my process of engineering your own emergence. See the completed vision, cultivate the congruent conditions, create the quantum plan. And those are the three out of the seven stages, and that's really the foundation. And you really want to focus a lot of time or consistent time on that, whereas where most people focus their time is what's wrong with my life, what's wrong with the economy, what's wrong with me, why I can't do it, why it's not possible, I'm too tired, I don't have enough energy, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough support, I don't have enough knowledge.
Yeah, exactly.
Any of this sounding familiar? It's not just me, right?
No, not at all. No. Because, you know, what you do concentrate on the most comes about. So if you're always thinking about all the negative things going on and you're worrying and complaining, you're going to get more things to worry and complain about in your life.
Right.
And I love that you talked about the ask the quality questions, because I'm on the right track. This is something I do every night before I go to bed, and I make it a regular practice to ask questions such as that. And it's amazing how, like, say I'll have something at night that, you know, I'm trying to solve, and, you know, I get tired and I can't come up with the answer, so I'll just ask a question before I go to bed. And then when I wake up in the morning, I have like this gut feeling of what to do next. And it's just amazing that it's just my intuition telling me this is what you need to do. And 99% of the time, it's absolutely what I do, and it's and the problem is gone. The solution is right there. So I think questions are just amazing to help you move forward. And you don't have to worry about the how, because the how will show up eventually down the line. So, Derek, do you have any tools or techniques that you use on a regular basis that keeps you in alignment with your thoughts and actions?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I have a particular practice, and my practice has evolved, and it continues to evolve depending on what's emerging and just where I'm at. I'll go through periods where I'll just do different things or something different for a period, and then I'll go back to my traditional practice. But my basic practice is, you know, I'll meditate many times a day usually, but I have primary meditation times in the morning, you know, first thing when I get up.
Right
now I'm doing some other healing practices before my main meditation. Then I go into my meditation period, and if I have like a prayer list of people I'm praying for, or
mm-hmm.
Or some vision that I want to create more of in my life, I'll focus on that first, and then I'll turn all that over to what I would call my higher power or my
sure.
God.
Sure.
I'll just turn it all over, and then I won't think about it anymore.
Right.
And then I'll just, in meditation, I'm seeking primarily just to make that connection with my spirit, just
mm-hmm.
to have a realization of my oneness with God or with this presence within that is who we really are. And
mm-hmm.
and that often feels like a sense of peace or a release or just this sweet connection. And that's where I'll go for in meditation each day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll come out of meditation, and sometimes I'll start my meditation with sort of a contemplative, contemplating some spiritual truth or some scriptural or spiritual statement.
Yeah.
And then at the end of meditation, I'll end it with some prayer and affirmation work to
right.
kind of launch me into the day. And then I'll do again another longer session, usually in the afternoon, and then again at nighttime. And then peppered throughout the day,
mm-hmm.
as often as possible, my practice is to stop and close my eyes, if even for a moment, to reconnect, reaffirm, reestablish myself in the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever a particular situation arises that might push my buttons in some way,
mm-hmm.
stop and to be in a constant state of prayer and affirmation. And that's
right.
what it means when it talks about in the Bible to pray without ceasing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, this is something you develop over time. It's not
yeah.
the fact that you just have.
Right.
It's a muscle you develop so that, but it starts with the intention. You know,
mm-hmm.
it starts with having an intention more than I want to change or fix or heal anything, like I was saying before.
Yeah.
I want to grow spiritually. I want to realize my oneness with love and with truth and with
mm-hmm.
peace.
Mm-hmm.
I want to realize my oneness. And as that becomes your intention, that begins to just, you know, filter throughout the day. So that's my core practice, is just a constant, you know, pretty much constant state of self-reflection on what's true and what's real, and, you know, throughout the day. And then the second process is one that I've done before that you're aware of, which is the visualization, vibration, radiation process.
Oh, yeah, I love that. If we have time, can you take us through that today?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you
okay.
let me know if we have time
okay.
to do that.
Okay,
and that's
cool.
where I visualize, you know, what it is I'm trying to create, not to make it happen, but
mm-hmm.
to get in touch with the feeling, that visionary vibration. Then I'll let go of the picture, and then I'll radiate that vibration into every area of my life, and then I'll radiate it to everyone on the planet, and
mm-hmm.
I'll feel that energy move through me and blessing everyone and everything. And that's really what it is. It's a blessing process. But its purpose also is to activate the untapped reservoirs of potential within me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever is missing is what we're not giving.
Oh,
because,
wow. Wow, that's
because
cool.
the whole storehouse of infinite riches is uh-huh. within our consciousness.
Right.
So whatever's missing is what we're not giving. And so as you start reversing the flow and becoming primarily about giving,
mm-hmm.
not about getting,
right.
but about giving,
mm-hmm.
and start radiating that, it begins to activate more and more and more of your potential.
Mm.
And that starts to flow out. And it will look like more stuff starts to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really happening is you've activated more of your larger potential, and it's emerging in the field, what quantum physics would call the field.
Because
you're not in your body.
Okay.
Your body is in a field of consciousness, which is what you really are.
Okay.
You are a field of consciousness, and your body is in you.
Uh-huh.
And so what happens is that this larger field that is your consciousness encompasses everything you're conscious of. So as
right.
you begin to activate more of that potential, it
mm-hmm.
emerges, and it looks to the world like people are showing up, opportunities are showing up.
Wow.
More abundance is showing up. But what's really happening...
That is happening right now, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More of you is showing up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so that process is one that I do that really activates that. And then, you know, again, different process I do from time to time. I might be on a particular kick where I'm journaling every day.
Mm-hmm.
And using that as a form of free writing where I might ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
And then just start writing a commitment to write, you know, 5 minutes straight or 3 pages or 5 pages, where I'll just write and see, just write, free write.
Yeah.
But whatever comes out, comes out. And that becomes a way of getting in touch with guidance and intuition. And then another practice from time, you know, periodically throughout the year, I'll stop and reassess my vision and re-clarify it and recommit to it.
Right.
Which I was talking about before, for people to do and ask those quality questions.
Right.
And look at my plan and reassess my plan. And
uh-huh.
So it's everything from the deeply esoteric or mystical practices all the way up to the very fundamental practical things like clarifying your plan.
Yeah.
Clarifying your goals, you know, and getting your life back into alignment with that.
Right.
That's sort of what my and then I read a lot, you know, and I read
sure.
constantly reading a new book and continually growing and evolving and being a student. That's
mm-hmm.
sort of what my practice entails.
That's awesome, man. Wow, you're so right on about when you become yourself and attracting all these different people, because before I was Mr. Ego, you know, I grew up in Los Angeles and, you know, very materialistic and, you know, I was a man and all that. But now that my life has changed, you know, I preach about love on like on Facebook and people are saying, oh, you've changed and all that stuff. But the funny thing is, since I really do love people in a sincere way, now that I express that on social media and meeting people in person, the type of people that are starting to enter my life are just like amazing, loving, entrepreneurial, very successful, just people that are like-minded. And I just find that to be so amazing that since I've changed and let go of my ego, that these people have started entering my life. And then also opportunities and circumstances and everything just seem to flow just in accordance with who I am. So that's
right,
been... Yeah, that's been so amazing. And Derek, I know there's a lot of people on the line that, you know, they're really busy in their life right now, and they might not have the time that you and I afford to meditation and the things that we go on through the day. Because what it sounds like for me is you put a lot of time in your day in yourself, but what about the people that don't have this time in a day? You know, they say, oh, I'm too busy to do all that. What type of advice could you give those people, or do you have a program or something that could help them along that wouldn't take as much time?
I think they're probably just pretty much out of luck if they don't have the time for
yeah.
Sorry, folks. This requires at least 8 to 10 hours a day. So, next question? No. I mean, absolutely. And, you know, of course, I didn't start. What I like to say to people is the more time you spend in the timeless, the more time you have.
Right.
And so I didn't start off spending this much time necessarily.
Right.
But what happens is when you make it as a priority,
uh-huh.
spend more time in the timeless, in meditation, in prayer, in vision, what happens is time begins to expand.
Yes.
You begin to have more time. You begin
yes.
to get more done in less time.
This is true.
And the insights you have begin to reshape and transform your life to create a life, a way of life,
mm-hmm.
where this kind of stuff becomes more and more a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is most people think they have to wait for conditions to change
before
they can begin living their vision.
Right.
And life doesn't happen to you. Life happens through you.
Right.
That, remember, whatever's missing is what you're not giving.
So
we have to, it's like, well, no, I'll see it, I'll believe it when I see it. No, you'll see it, believe it.
Right.
You'll see it when you be it. So
Absolutely.
We have to start with the commitment,
mm-hmm.
the desire, and then the commitment. I'm going to live a life of spiritual growth, transformation, of purpose, of meaning. I'm going to live my dreams and my destiny fully. I'm committed 100% now. I'm scared, but I'm saying yes. I don't know how it's going to work, but I'm saying yes.
Wow.
Start with a commitment. Then you ask the high-quality questions.
Uh-huh.
How could I, how can I begin to practice, have a more consistent personal growth or spiritual practice?
Mm-hmm.
Not why can't I.
Right.
How can I?
Mm-hmm.
Because you ask and you shall receive.
Absolutely.
If you ask that question, how can I have and create an abundant, you know, powerful spiritual practice in a way that works and that serves my entire life and everyone that's in it,
mm-hmm.
how can I?
Mm-hmm.
And then you begin to listen and to journal and to write down what's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And it might sound like you could go to bed a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Get up a little earlier.
Yes.
And then make an extra half an hour in the morning to practice.
Yeah.
Might sound like instead of taking your full lunch hour,
mm-hmm.
you could eat for the first half an hour and
yeah.
then practice for the second half an hour. Go to your car or a park.
Mm-hmm.
It might sound like you could skip some of those late night TV shows or some of that internet
mm-hmm.
surfing
and, yes.
and practice a little bit more at night.
Right.
And then it also might look like what I call the one-minute mystic,
mm-hmm.
and that is, you know, ultimately, it doesn't mean you have to sit for 20, 30, 60 minutes at a time, but you might be able to stop 20 or 30 times for 1 minute,
yeah.
you know, or
yep.
even 10 times. So, like, literally, could you, when people say, oh, how many time?
Yeah.
could you stop, could you do 5 minutes in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
You know, could you get up 5 minutes earlier, 10 minutes earlier, and just start?
Right.
Could you do 5 or 10 minutes at night before you go to bed?
Right.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I guess I could find 5 or 10 minutes. And it's like throughout the day, could you stop for 1 minute?
Right.
Like 1 minute every hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
Just set a little timer, and for 1 minute, just stop,
mm-hmm.
turn within, reconnect to your intention to grow spiritually, to fulfill your destiny and purpose.
Yep.
Feel the joy and the desire that that brings. Affirm something that's positive about your life, and then go back to work.
Yep.
1 minute. And, you know, how many minutes a day, if we really look, it's like one last thing. It's like when you want to, like, budget your money and you go on a particular process where you take note of every dollar you spend.
Yeah, exactly.
And you start to be amazed at where all your money's going.
Right,
like,
right.
Oh, my God, look at where every dollar went.
Right.
Or you're trying to lose weight and you start taking note of everything that goes into your mouth.
Right.
And you're like, oh, my God, look at all those things that I ate, all those calories.
yeah.
Well, if you do the same thing with your time,
mm-hmm.
you'll notice you spend so much time that's not even doing stuff that you really want to be spending your time. I mean, things by choice, like gossiping or complaining or
right.
or just mindless surfing. And if you really ask yourself, is that really bringing me any value,
mm-hmm.
you'll discover you're spending a lot of time doing stuff that you don't even really want to be wasting your time doing. Well, all of that you can now make available for your practice. So I'm not saying that you need to join a monastery. I'm not saying you need to
mm-hmm.
do what I did and cloister yourself in your apartment for the next
right.
But you start with the sincere intention and willingness to make a commitment,
mm-hmm.
and then you ask, how can I create a very prosperous and sincere practice right now where I am? Listen and begin to follow that guidance.
Oh, man, that's some great advice because, you know, when I was working, and I just got released from my job about 2 months ago, but while
got released,
I was...
from that, it's like you were in a maximum security prison.
I got released, like, from in captivity. And then after they told me they're letting me go, like the first 30 seconds, I was like in fear. Oh, my God, what am I going to do now? Where am I getting money from? But the great thing about it was like 5 minutes later, I felt such a relief that this was a blessing because for the past 3 to 4 years, I have been preparing for this. You know what I've been doing at work? I've been listening to the spiritual tapes. I have my headphones on. I'm listening to personal development coaches. I would do this at work and still getting my work done instead of listening to a radio. I took it upon myself to empower myself. So when I heard that they were letting me go, I was like, you know, the first 30 seconds in fear. And then all of a sudden a big calm came over me and I was like, oh my God, this is like my chance to really break out and live my purpose and passion, what I've been preparing for. So, you're right. There's definitely time when you want to, when you want to change your life. And that leads me to my next question. Why is it so hard for people to change their life, even though their life sucks right now? And, you know, they know they need to change, but they don't take the steps necessary to make a change.
Well, part of it is what's called inertia.
Mm-hmm.
And understand that the way our ego is set up is our ego is set up to keep us the same while
mm-hmm.
giving us the illusion of change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically an evolutionary artifact where, you know, there was a time where, you know, in our evolution where there wasn't a whole lot of change that happened in a single lifetime,
mm-hmm.
you know, individually or collectively. You know,
mm-hmm.
And so in order to sustain and to evolve, because it was a slow process, we had to not make real radical changes.
Mm-hmm.
So if we left our cave at different times or went off the path or moved to areas we didn't really know well,
right,
we could have starved to death, frozen to death, or been eaten by a saber-toothed cat.
Yeah.
And so that ego's job was to kind of maintain the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's become a problem. So what happens is when you commit to change or when you have a burning desire and you start to activate that emergent power within you, it sends off warning bells to the ego. Because
mm-hmm.
to the ego, change is equivalent to danger or death.
Right, right, right.
But then what the ego then does is it will start to throw up these defense patterns, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it will look like, you'll still start to sound like, you know, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough energy, I don't have enough
right.
money, I don't have enough support, I don't have enough knowledge or
right.
resources. And if that doesn't work, it will literally create breakdowns in our life. Our car will break down, our body will break down, our relationship will break down, our business will break down, our money will break down. Anything it can to stop the progress, to stop real change from happening.
Right.
And so that's what's going on with us. The problem is that we think that's happening and that that's all reasonable. We think that when we make a commitment to, let's say, get in better shape and we're coming home to go to the gym, you know, and we're going, you know what, I'm too tired tonight. I had a long day and some hard stuff at the office. I'll start tomorrow. We think that's a reasonable excuse.
Right.
But that's really the ego. That's what I call a threshold.
Okay.
And we have to begin to notice that.
Mm-hmm.
Notice that that's coming up and say thank you for sharing and do it anyway.
Right, right.
We've made a commitment to creating a vision and we've got to practice now to meditate each morning or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And we notice that we get up and we don't have 20 minutes, we only have 5 minutes and go, well, I don't have enough time so I won't do it. Or
all right.
I'm too tired so I'll do it later. We have
yep.
to catch ourselves
right.
and recognize that's the ego trying to keep us the same. It thinks
yep.
it's helping us, but it's
yep.
really not. Thank you for sharing. I'm going to meditate for 5 minutes.
Right.
And
right.
we do it anyway. Sometimes you have to look yourself in the mirror when all this stuff is going crazy, when you're feeling, you know, uninspired, depressed, angry, scared, stagnant, stuck, and you have set these goals
mm-hmm.
and you're not moving on them, you have to look yourself in the mirror and say, Derek, that's me.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Uh-huh.
I know it's hard.
Right.
Get your butt to work anyway.
Yep.
You know, sit down and do your practice anyway. No, I hear it. I get it. You're struggling. I'm
mm-hmm.
with you. Now sit
yeah.
down and do your practice anyway. You know, sit down and write that book anyway. Sit down
right.
and do that business plan anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because this whole self-help improvement movement has kind of, it's done one thing that's very, very negative, very, very unsupportive. It's made us believe that we're not taking action because of how we feel.
Okay.
So people will say, I really want to write that book, but I don't feel confident enough. I don't have high self-esteem.
Right.
You know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I have to say that I said, no, that's not why you're not writing.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know why you're not writing?
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple. You ready? This is the million-dollar answer.
Mm-hmm.
You're not writing because you're not writing.
Mm.
You know, they're like, oh, I want to work out, but, you know, I can't
yeah.
about my body. I don't have the energy. No, no, no.
Right.
Not why you're not working out. You're not working out because you're not going to the gym.
Yeah,
or because
absolutely.
You're not working out. It's that simple. Your
mm-hmm.
thoughts and your feelings have no power over you.
Mm-hmm.
We've been so I'm not saying don't work on that. I'm not saying don't do the work on your thoughts and feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is don't confuse them with the actions you've committed to.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've committed to getting up and meditating, to,
mm-hmm.
to journaling at night, to
mm-hmm.
writing that book, to developing that business plan, once you have a vision, you've committed to something,
mm-hmm.
here's how real change happens.
Mm-hmm.
You do it anyway,
mm-hmm.
no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that rather than waiting for confidence to fall on your head,
mm-hmm.
as you start acting like a confident person would, you start activating confidence in you.
Right, right.
Remember,
absolutely.
Remember, whatever's missing is what you're not giving.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You are a divine power plant.
Mm-hmm.
And a power plant doesn't receive energy. It does what? It generates it.
Right, right.
So we have to remember that we are the power, that
mm-hmm.
we are the source of everything. Nobody's going to come save us. Not a god outside of us, not a prince on a white horse, not the government with new legislation,
mm-hmm.
not some new job opportunity. Nothing's going to save you.
Right.
That's both the good news and the bad news.
Mm-hmm.
We have to realize that whatever's missing is what we're not giving.
Mm-hmm.
We have to ask those good questions, have that clear vision, cultivate those congruent conditions, create that plan, and then begin to live into it day by day with consistency, no matter what.
Wow. That's, that's so awesome, because I know for myself, having gone through a period of my life, 20 years of intense fear of being in social situations, just being around people, going to the grocery store, I mean, it was so fearful that sometimes I would stay home, I'd have panic attacks and everything. But I knew I had to do it anyway, so I just felt the fear and I did it anyway. I'd be perspiring. People probably thought I was sickly or, you know,
right.
had like tuberculosis or anything, but I still had to do what I had to do. So, I mean, and here I am now, you know, hosting this telesummit in front of thousands of people. And, you know, I'm still a little fearful, but, you know, I'm just going to do it anyway because I feel
you're
that
doing awesome. And you're doing
awesome. Thank you.
And I just got to say to people that are listening, you know, I mean, I've done a lot of teleseminars, you know, teleseminars with, you know, very, very big shows and teleseminars. And I've worked with a lot of people. And, you know, and I don't know you that well, Eldridge, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, and I have to say this, that you're the real deal, man.
Oh, thank you.
And I don't say that very often to people, you know, in public, but I really want people to know that I get it. You've answered a call for a long time coming.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been doing the work and you've been creating the conditions and something's emerging in your life. And I just hope people really listen in and really follow you. And I really want to encourage people to follow you and your work. Sign up for whatever you're doing because you're the real deal, man. And I just really, really appreciate your spirit and your that power that I feel that's emerging in you. And you're doing an awesome job.
I so much appreciate that, Derek, so much.
Thanks for saying yes to the yes, man.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, Derek, if we have some time, we do have some time now, could you take us through that, your process? Because I just find it to be so, so powerful. I've been through it myself, and I just love the way I feel after I'm done with it. So,
sure.
Take us through it. Great.
One last thing I want to say, you brought up something about when you were at work and you were listening to tapes and doing all that stuff. I want to tell people, you know, wherever you are right now, the key is to begin not only having a vision for your life. This was very, very, very important for me. So often we might be stuck in a job that we don't love, that we don't think is our destiny and all that. And what happens is that every day we show up at that job or that relationship or whatever, we begin, or that environment, we see it as something that we shouldn't be at. We see it as a negative. And we see it, and we live in a state of resistance. And you want to reverse that, because wherever you are is exactly where you're supposed to be, or you wouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to begin to bring that kind of consciousness to bear on it so that you begin to affirm to yourself, I am in my right place. I am living my destiny right here and right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ask, if this was my destiny, if this was my dream,
mm-hmm.
who would I be and what qualities would I bring and how would I act? So, for example, I remember when I wanted to be like, I was a performer and I was singing and,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to sing and I started singing at like a retirement home.
Oh, really? That's how you started
yeah.
out?
Oh, yeah, cool. and it was like, you know,
that's part of your death.
Yeah, and people were coming up to me and like, you know, deluded, you know, people were cursing me out and, you
oh,
know,
wow.
it was just crazy. It was crazy. It was a crazy
yeah.
place. And I showed up there and I remember I began to decide, I'm going to prepare and I'm going to show up as if this is Carnegie Hall or whatever.
There you
as
go.
If I'm singing, this is my destiny.
Right.
And I'm not going to wait for conditions to change
mm-hmm.
before I show up,
mm-hmm.
all of me, before I bring
mm-hmm.
all of me to bear.
That's awesome.
Remember,
man.
Whatever's missing is what you're not giving.
Right.
So I
right.
showed up. I began to show up and to practice
mm-hmm.
and to prepare as if I was showing up for a $1 million performance.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't show up to a free gig.
Right,
I
right.
I could have showed up to, no, I showed up to a $1 million performance.
Right, right.
And what began to happen very rapidly is my talent grew rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to be, the environment of the place began to change.
Mm-hmm.
People started really listening. People started coming in. Before we knew it, it was full, it was packed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person that was the speaker there,
mm-hmm.
they began to ask me to speak.
Mm.
I had no speaking experience.
Uh-huh.
I began to speak. And before I knew it, I was giving talks. I was
mm-hmm.
doing music. I was running the show.
Absolutely. That's
and
great.
And then I started getting asked to sing other places and to do other things. And what happened is out of that consciousness, because I showed up,
mm-hmm.
something bigger than I could have imagined emerged.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've done that, I remember working at a job where I was a waiter.
Mm-hmm.
And I began showing up as if I was a five-star, you know, at a five-star restaurant, you know,
yes.
serving the very top and the best. And what happened is eventually, without going into all the details, I got fired 3 times from that job.
Oh, wow.
Every time they fired me, every
uh-huh.
time they fired me, they realized that I hadn't done anything.
Right.
And they hired me back.
Uh-huh.
But what was happening was that as I raised my vibration and I began to show up and to purify my intention and to
mm-hmm.
give the level of excellence that was so unparalleled in that area, that what happened was that place could not contain that vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kept spitting me out.
Right. I see.
Because,
wow.
So eventually I just said after the third firing, I said, thank you, but I won't be returning.
Okay.
And then within a few weeks, I got hired to travel around the country.
Uh-huh.
And now I was being wined and dined in five-star restaurants.
Wow.
I was being paid thousands of dollars to teach and to speak and to train.
Right.
With, you know, Fortune 500 companies and all this stuff and acting and teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing all this wonderful stuff. I was living my dream. I was getting paid thousands of dollars. I was now the one being served. All of that grew because I didn't wait for it. I took right where I was and I began showing up as if I was the person I was meant to be.
Absolutely.
And as you do that, your environment will either do one of two things. And this is true for relationships, for jobs, for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Either the environment or the relationship you're in
mm-hmm.
will grow and expand to begin to reflect the higher octave and the higher vibration you're bringing.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's unwilling or unable, you will be spun out of that orbit into an environment, into relationships that can now sustain that higher vibration.
Wow, that is so true. The message,
yes.
always do your best. No matter what your circumstances, always do your best.
Yes. Give
wow.
your all, do your best. Show up as if you're already the master, as if you're already living your dream, and give and shine and bring excellence
mm-hmm.
And then be as loving and as kind and as giving and all those things you would be if you were living your dream.
Right,
and
right.
And begin to activate and give that, and you will begin to, literally from within you out, will emerge your next stage of evolution.
Wow,
so,
that's cool. Thank you for sharing that. That's a very important point. Wow, that's cool.
It's huge because we got to start where we are.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if people are stuck in jobs they don't like, relations they don't like, or no job,
mm-hmm.
what often is happening is they're focusing on what they don't have, what they can't do, what they haven't done, what's not working.
Right.
And then they're wondering why they can't demonstrate the next level.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to start by wherever they are,
yeah.
showing up as if it's where they're meant to be, and they'll start reversing the flow.
Absolutely.
So let's jump into this process for a few minutes, shall we?
Awesome.
And I'll just do a short version, and people
okay.
can re-listen to this audio.
Okay.
And they can also do a more expanded version for themselves.
Okay.
But I'll just take you through it now.
Okay.
So we just take a moment to allow ourselves to relax, close our eyes. As we take a deep breath, filling our lungs to capacity, and then releasing it, and with it allowing all tension to just release. And we just do that a few times, deep breath, and as we release, we allow ourselves to release any concern for the future, any tension from the past, as we relax fully into the present moment. Just breathing and releasing, relaxing and resting. As if right now we have everything that we could ever need. Just feel yourself relax into that truth. All is well. All is fulfilled. I'm okay. Right now. And in this consciousness now, I want you to bring to your mind's eye, to your heart, that vision of the life of your dreams. Not merely the life that you think you could live or should live or have to live. Not merely the life that you think is practical or reasonable or even possible. But that vision of a life that you deeply, deeply desire. Maybe you've never admitted it to anybody. Maybe you've never even admitted it to yourself. Right now is your chance. Nobody's looking. Right now you get to visualize and to revel in the life of your dream. What does that look like? Maybe it's just one area that you want to focus on, relationship or work, health or wealth. What does that look like? What does it feel like? You might start by seeing it and then by stepping into your own body so you can see it through your eyes. What are you doing in this ideal life? Who are you doing it with? Who are you doing it for? Where are you doing it? What is its impact on others and on the world? What is its impact on you? Just see yourself, how you hold yourself in this ideal life. How do you look and feel and walk and talk? Living your dreams, expressing your full potential. As best as you can imagine it. Take a deep breath as you just yield to it even more. There's no struggle here, there's no resistance. Feel into what it would feel like. And if you can't see it very clearly, just think it or feel it. Feel what it would feel like to be living the life of your dream. Maybe you imagine you just got a call and you won the lottery. Your husband or your wife or your partner calls you up and says, you're not going to believe what just happened. Or maybe it's a call from a job you've been looking to get. You just got the job. or you've submitted a manuscript, or you're an artist, and you just got the opportunity to, the job to do it. Whatever it is that gets you connected, feel that. It's finally happening. You're finally living the life of your dream. Feel it. Take a deep breath now, and as you exhale, let that feeling begin to expand in your heart. And give it a color. Let it take on a color. As you take another deep breath, as you exhale, let it expand times 10. So this feeling and this color fills your entire chest cavity. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, you let this feeling expand times 20. As it begins to fill your whole body, this color saturating you from head to toe, all of your cells drinking in this feeling. And then another deep breath, and as you exhale, you let it expand times 50. As it just grows and expands beyond your body, radiating, and you see yourself in this ball of light, expanding, expanding, beginning to fill the room you're in. You let go of the picture now, and you just stay with the feeling tone. Just feel the feeling. And one more deep breath as you let it expand now times 100. It's now growing and expanding without any conscious effort. You just feel that it's just continuing to expand outward beyond your home, continuing to go beyond, blessing everyone and everything now as it travels. Now you consciously direct this energy to those people, places, and things in your life that may appear lacking or limited, those people that maybe you have some issue with. Just consciously imagine yourself blessing them with this energy and this light. See yourself, just see them being blessed and radiated and saturated with the color and the energy of this blessing. See every area of your life begin to be filled and saturated with this blessing, so that your home and your work and your employers, employees, boss, friend, family, associates, so-called enemies, you just notice now they're all just glowing and glistening with this energy. They're saturated with the energy of your vision, of this light. And if you notice any resistance come up, just be aware of it, and even begin to saturate that resistance with this energy. You notice it, you bless it. And now I want you to hold your hands out in front of you and imagine that the earth is like a small ball in front of you. As you imagine this energy now coming down through your crown, the top of your head, filling your whole body, melding with the energy already within you, gathering in your heart space this radiant energy, and then moving down your arms and through your hands and blessing the planet. And you feel it moving through you. You're a channel now. And you feel it pulsating and moving through your heart, through your hands, saturating the planet with this energy, this vibration. And you see the whole planet now glowing with this energy. And you can specifically focus on hot spots, on other areas and people and issues, as you bless everyone and everything on the planet with a blessing that sounds something like this. May all beings, all creatures, and all of creation be blessed exceedingly and without exception. We don't hold the blessing back from anyone or anything. May every being, every creature, and all of creation be blessed exceedingly and without exception. Blessings unto all. May all beings awaken to their true identity and fulfill their destiny. May all beings know and express dynamic prosperity, perfect peace, health, and spiritual liberation. May all beings be. May all beings be fulfilled. May all beings awaken and be happy, healthy, wealthy, and free. Feel the energy of that blessing move through you. See it saturate every bit of the planet. And even see people on the planet receiving it. See their back getting straighter, a smile appearing on their face, a healing happening, an opportunity happening. See people being happy and healed, and uplifted by the blessing. Feel it moving through you. Feel the joy of being a channel of this radiant light. And feel and know that as you're giving it away, you're activating your own infinite potential. You only get to keep what you give away. What you give away is multiplied. And you can only give away what you have. So the very fact that you're able to give away such a mighty blessing is the proof that you already have within you a mighty blessing. You're a divine power plant and you're generating the energy now. And even now it's beginning to emerge in the field of your experience as what will look like healings and opportunities, miracles, guidance, direction, wealth, and abundance. Feel that radiation. Continue to radiate it. And as you do this, make an inner commitment. I'm committed to being the light. I'm committed. More than I want to get something from someone else, I'm committed to being a generative being. More than I seek to get love, I seek to give love. More than I seek to get validation, approval, respect, I commit to giving validation, approval, and respect wherever I go. More than I seek to getting abundance, I seek to generate abundance wherever I go, whether it's tithing to charity, whether it's giving a compliment, a prayer, a kind word or gesture, whether it's supporting in some way. I have so much to give and I'm committed to giving. Feel that flow. Feel that commitment to waking up to your true identity and fulfilling your destiny. Say yes to it now like you've never said yes before. Inside of you, feel that commitment. Feel that willingness to be all that you were created to be. And say yes. Yes, I'm willing. Yes, I'm able. Yes. Use me, God, infinite good. Yes, send me. I'm ready. I'm willing. I'm able. Now. And in that energy, just allow yourself to feel grateful. Something magnificent has been tapped, has been established and activated. You are now participating more fully than ever before in the good of your own being. And it now begins to unfold and emerge in your life every day in every way. And when you're ready now, you can just return fully to your body and open your eyes. If you've had any insights from this, I encourage you to take a moment to journal them and to practice this on a daily basis for at least this 5 minutes or so, and as often as you can. If you can do it in the morning and the night, or even 5 minutes or so in the morning, 5 minutes at noon, or at lunchtime rather, 5 minutes or so before you go to bed. That's just a little bit of time. You're going to begin to activating all of this potential within you. It's a powerful process.
And I didn't even feel like coming out from that, Derek.
It
was such an amazing experience where I was at and the people I was around and the love that I was feeling. Oh, my God, the gratitude and everything. It was just so strong and made me feel so loved. That was great. Mm. Whew, boy, I tell you. And if you want more of Mr. Vidal, Derek has a special gift or a special offer for us for this program. And why don't you just describe some of the things that you have for us, Derek?
And basically, it's the Law of Emergence home study program, and it takes you through a lot of these things we've gone through. It's over 10 hours of audio and a 97-page ebook. And I gotta say, you know, I've spent two decades and tens of thousands of dollars, not to mention thousands of hours of meditating to have the experiences and understandings that I pack into this home study program. But of course, they don't have to pay tens of thousands. They don't have to spend two decades. They don't have to spend thousands of hours of meditation to get this information. Not to mention how many hours I spent drooling in meditation. My wife used to joke, she used to call me the drooling Swami because I would fall asleep while I was meditating.
Oh, my God.
So not only am I going to save you all that time and money, but I'm going to save you all that bodily fluid. So all of that is included. And, you know, normally, I think it's now normally, and my monthly coaching is normally priced at $997. So you're going to get all this stuff, not for tens of thousands or for $1,000. I think it's normally priced at like $297 or $397. I don't know exactly. But I'm offering it just for $97. And so it's like, you know, it's like a cup of coffee at Starbucks for a month.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rather than just getting that short-term buzz that wears off, this program will help you lift your vibration permanently. And in addition, I'm also throwing in a special recording of what I just did on this visualization vibration process. It's normally only for my coaching clients. And I'm also going to throw in some other free audios and training sessions are normally only for my high-end coaching clients. So I'm going to throw all that stuff in for free. And for the first five people that sign up, I'm also going to give them a free coaching session with me.
That I've
stopped offering because I've had such a full schedule, but I'm going to offer that to the first five. My normal hourly rate is $597 an hour. So they're going to get a coaching session with me for free.
Well, the first four, because you know why? Because I'm going to be the first one to sign up for your program. So there's only four spots left, so you guys better hurry up.
Come on, man. You can't go taking that away from your folks.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, I'm joking. No, absolutely. No, he's right, guys. There's only four slots left, so you better get cracking.
Yeah, so, and you can find the button down below on this page where you can order Derek's package. And also, ladies and gentlemen, this has just been such a great honor to have Derek and his energy on the program, and just the things that he shared with us can really, really make a difference in your life if you take those first steps of even if you're in a little bit of fear or shakiness, just taking those first few steps and step into your power. So, Derek, I want to thank you for your time today, sir, and it's been such a pleasure to have you on the call today.
Oh, it's been my honor, man. Really, really my honor. I look forward to doing it again.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thanks, Derek, and I'll let you go now. And I'm going to end this call, ladies and gentlemen, by saying that you have discovered today there are ultimate possibilities for each and every one of us. We are not limited beings. Instead, we are co-creators with the ability to create the life we want when we discover the power that we have inside of each of us. My journey consisted of a 20-year battle with social phobia. No matter how much this mental dysfunction had me down during that period, I always felt that there was something more inside of me ready to be unleashed. But I am very thankful that I went through this experience because I would not be the person that I am today bringing you this program. Instead, I may be doing a lot of things that you are doing today that doesn't provide the happiness, fulfillment, joy, and success that you seek. If it were not for me going in deeper to discover who I was with my own special gifts, talents, and passion, I would not be here before you today. I know a lot of you are stuck in a rut and don't know how to go forward. So let me say this to you. I believe that during this point in our world's history, there has never been a more time crucial for you to rediscover your gifts, talents, and wisdom inside of you. This is your time to say yes to your life, yes to the universe, and yes to your destiny. Thank you all and bless you all. And down at the bottom, you'll see Facebook comment page. So if you learned anything today, if you felt a tug in your heart or something inspired you, just share that with your friends on Facebook. And we'll see you again on the next recording. Thanks and have a blessed day.